Russ Davis. Join me for Jazz America right after the latest news on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting a budget airliner has crashed in southern Russia, killing all on board. The Boeing 737-800 operated by Fly Dubai Airlines was trying to land in bad weather in Rostov-on-Don, about 950 kilometers south of Moscow. An official with the Russia Emergencies Ministry said 55 passengers and 6 crew died when the plane crashed and broke into pieces about 250 meters from the end of the runway. Local officials said at the time of the crash there were winds of up to 50 kilometers per hour and rain in Rostov. Russian officials say the plane had to abort its first landing attempt, making a series of loops before attempting a second landing. The most wanted man in Europe, Salah Abdeslam, has been captured in a police raid in Brussels, Belgium. From Paris, Lisa Bryant reports he was wanted in connection with the November 13 terrorist attacks in the French capital.
A spokesman for the Belgian prosecutor's office gave the details of Salah Abdeslam's arrest during a police raid Friday afternoon in the Brussels neighborhood of Molenbeek.
Salah Abdeslam was arrested at about 4:40 p.m. during the house search in the Rue 80 by the special units of the federal police.
The spokesman said another man, identified as Monir Ahmed Alaj with the alias of Amin Shukri, was also injured during the shootout and hospitalized. 3 other people were arrested during Friday's raid. The arrests bring to an end a 4-month manhunt for Abdeslam, whom authorities counted among the jihadists who plotted and carried out the November 13th terrorist attacks in Paris that killed 130 people. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
For more on these stories, including the latest on the Russian air crash, visit our website. This is VOA News. The European Union and Turkey have reached a deal to help turn the tide of illegal migrants headed to Europe. Under the agreement, all migrants who illegally enter Greece from Syria and elsewhere, including those already in Turkey, will be sent back to Turkey after they are registered and their claims for asylum in Europe are considered. In exchange, thousands of refugees who fled to Turkey and legally sought asylum will be resettled equally across the 28 EU members. The deal takes effect Sunday. More than 1.2 million migrants have landed primarily on Greek and Italian shores since January of 2015. About 4,000 have drowned while trying to cross the Aegean Sea between Turkey and Greece. The United Nations Security Council has strongly condemned North Korea's launch of 2 medium-range ballistic missiles, saying it clearly violated UN resolutions. In a unanimous statement, the Council expressed grave concern over the launches it called unacceptable. Ambassador Ismael Abrao Gaspar Martins from Angola is the Security Council president.
And the Council is definitely working seriously on the adoption of resolution which was adopted on the 2nd of March on DPRK for a full compliance by the members of the Council of the sanctions regime which has been adopted.
The statement was adopted during a closed-door meeting called by the United States and was backed by China, North Korea's ally. North Korea test-fired the missiles Friday in defiance of UN resolutions prohibiting the country from developing nuclear and ballistic missile capabilities. The UN Human Rights Chief Zaid Raad al-Hussein says Burundi is on the brink of what he called a sudden escalation of violence to massive proportions. Zaid told the UN Security Council Friday that continued human rights violations and impunity for perpetrators mean that many of Burundi's people live in terror. Burundi has been mired in a violent political crisis since April of last year, when President Pierre Nkurunziza sought and won what many see as an unconstitutional third term.
The Soyuz spacecraft in its final approach.
A Russian Soyuz spacecraft has docked with the International Space Station with a 3-man crew, including an astronaut about to break an American record. By the end of his 6-month mission on the space station, Jeff Williams will have spent more accumulated time in space, 534 days, than any other astronaut in U.S. history. For more on these stories, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA. This is Russ Davis, and I welcome you to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. On this edition of the program, we're going to give you a listening session, as always, to lots of great music from the past and the present. But we're also going to give you a history lesson as we investigate the style of jazz known as hard bop. From the beginning of jazz, way back over 100 years ago, in Congo Square in New Orleans, Louisiana, where many different musical elements from all over the world came together, from that point to today, jazz has been evolving from one phase into another. And from those beginnings, from the style of music known as Dixieland or New Orleans jazz, as many people called it, to ragtime, to the big band swing era, to bebop, and then following that, cool jazz and hard bop. We'll give you a little bit more of an explanation of exactly what hard bop is all about. But as I mentioned, I want to let the music do the talking, as well as some of the famous artists who've been part of hard bop from the past and in the present. And in the present is one of those young men who's carrying on the hard bop tradition. He is the great pianist Benny Green. And once I mentioned to him that if Horace Silver was known as the hard bop grandpop, well, Benny Green was the hard bop grandson, and he liked that idea very much. Let's enjoy Benny Green as he carries on the tradition of the great Horace Silver with one of Horace's compositions. Here's the song Virgo from Benny Green's album These Are Soulful Days, featuring Russell Malone on guitar and Christian McBride on the bass, to begin this salute to hard bop on Jazz America. Thank you. Great vocalist Didi Bridgewater recorded live at the Montreux Jazz Festival in Switzerland, doing one of the hard bop classics, Horace Silver's classic composition, Senior Blues. That was originally released on his album, Six Pieces of Silver, and that was indicative of the fact that Horace Silver was the writer of almost every single song he ever recorded. He was a prolific composer. And before we hear one of the hard bop classics, another of his great compositions, let's get some conversation going with Horace Silver. I really enjoyed speaking with him, the one and only time we ever had a chance to meet and converse with one another. And he told me about a magical aspect of his composing, the fact that his songs sometimes came to him in his dreams.
Horace, in just 15 minutes or so, how in the world can I start a conversation with you? I'll start it this way. Congratulations on the release of another wonderful work filled with your compositions. You are the most prolific composer. No one has been more prolific as a composer in the history of jazz than you to this day, from the very beginning of your career, writing this incredible body of work. Has it always been easy for you to compose?
It seems like it has. It has to have been easy.
Well, primarily, yeah. There are times, there has been, and there still are times when I feel that I've run out of ideas, you know. But all of a sudden, it starts up again. You know, it's like a fire that's burning, and it's kindled for a while, you know, and you say, well, Jesus, I can't get no good ideas, and I can't get started here. And then all of a sudden, something fans the flame, and it starts to flame up again, and you get all kinds of ideas, you know.
Well, these young players that are looking up to you, they're going to be upset to hear that, because they just feel like, I'm sure, that this guy is a fountain. It never stops for him.
Well, when it flows, you know. Sometimes, you know, I'm writing 5 and 6 tunes in a week or something, or in a couple of weeks, you know, I'm doing a lot. And then I get a dry spell, you know, and nothing happens, you know, and then something else happens. But a lot of my music that I get comes through my dreams. I feel it's given to me, you know. Some of the music I get that I write, I sit down at the piano and I ponder over the piano and try to look up on something, and sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But a lot of it, I would say 80% of it, comes through dreams. I wake up in the morning with melodies in my head.
Silver's classic Song for My Father from 1964 in the heyday of the hard bop era. And if that was one that came in his dreams, I would like to have been visiting his dreams down through the years, the late, great Horace Silver. Now, here's another piece of new hard bop, if you will, another artist who's carrying on the traditions created by greats like Horace Silver. He's also a pianist. His name is Keith Brown, and from his album The Journey, a brand new release, here's a song dedicated to another pianist who passed away far too early, Kenny Kirkland. It's called Captain Kirk. Keith Brown, new music in the hard bop tradition on Jazz America from VOA 1. In many ways, young players like pianist Keith Brown carry on the hard bop tradition with songs like what you just heard, Captain Kirk from his album The Journey. One of the great modern masters who also has dabbled in what could be called hard bop, and one of his most famous songs coming up. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address. jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I received from Gaborone, Botswana, from Richard Gwangwa, who wrote me a nice long message, and in his long message he wrote that he was the chairman of the City of Francistown Jazz Club, and also that he had loved the music of Chick Corea since he was 16 years old. Well, I would be happy to play for you, Richard, some of the music of Chick Corea, who has been one of the most versatile and varied players in jazz history. And Chick Corea has followed in the footsteps of bebop masters like Art Tatum and the great pianist Bill Evans. But he's also established his own style. Of course, one of the masters of the jazz fusion era with electric keyboards of many different styles, but his acoustic work just before fusion began is legendary as well, and certainly could be called part of the hard bop movement. From 1968, from his album Now He Sings, Now He Sobs, with the help of bassist Miroslav Vitus and the wonderful drummer Roy Haynes, who turns 91 this month, here's Chick Corea with Matrix, one of his most famous songs, here on VOA's Jazz America. The great vocalist Diane Reeves with a song that was written by Mongo Santamaria in the late 1950s, in the heyday of the hard bop era, and became a classic of that era and has been recorded by so many people, from John Coltrane in 1964 to dozens and dozens of other people over the years. Born in the hard bop era, but living even today, the song Afro Blue by Mongo Santamaria. Hope you enjoyed Diane Reeves' beautiful vocal version of that classic. We're investigating some of the greats of the hard bop era, and we're going to turn now to NEA jazz master Lou Donaldson. The great saxophonist sat down with me after he'd been inducted into the NEA Jazz Masters, and we talked about various things, including the fact that with the hard bop era, a more light-hearted style, shall we say, of jazz was created, including with a very crowd-pleasing piece that Lou Donaldson created, one of his most famous, the song Alligator Boogaloo. We'll hear that song after we talk to him here on VOA's Jazz America. I am in the presence of NEA Jazz Master Lou Donaldson. Sometimes a hit song can be your best friend, sell some records, certainly, and I'm talking about Alligator Boogaloo here, and I know you've talked about that a couple of times, but sometimes it can be your worst enemy, too, probably, because people go, well, now, that's what he does. He does that groove music. He does that type of stuff, and that's not what you just did. But some thoughts about that whole kind of vibe of that song and what it meant to you.
Well, that's what the misconception of the whole scheme of music comes about, especially with disc jockeys.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've had several disc jockeys. Well, you got away from jazz for a while. I said, what are you talking about? I said, that's where I always play. What do you mean, got away from jazz?
Yeah.
I said, we were just fooling around in the studio. At that time, see, Blue Note had been sold to a conglomeration of companies.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a lot of A&R men, people that wanted to sell jazz and compete with pop music, which they couldn't do, but they tried it. And they wanted to play something more entertainment to the general public.
Mm-hmm.
So we made that. That's all it was. Mm-hmm. The rest of the album is not even like that.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't understand that.
Well, it's okay. Guys like me and guys that are in suits that don't know anything about making music.
Well,
that,
I mean, you know what you like. You know, that's all that counts in this business.
That's it. We'll be right back. Music with a cool, funky, soulful flow to it, instead of the hard edge of bebop from the 40s and 50s. That's a lot of what soul jazz, which is under the umbrella of hard bop, if you will, the music that followed bebop. And I hope you enjoyed one of the classics of the era, Alligator Boogaloo from Lou Donaldson, joined by Dr. Lonnie Smith on the organ, George Benson on guitar, and Idris Muhammad on the drums, recorded in 1967. Well, from a few years before that, in 1963, Lee Morgan, the master of the trumpet, was joined by another all-star cast that included Joe Henderson on tenor sax and Billy Higgins on the drums to create one of the hard bop classics. Here's The Sidewinder. Lee Morgan on Jazz America from VOA 1. We'll be right back. Great hard bop classics from 1963, The Sidewinder, Lee Morgan. More of our investigation of the hard bop era coming up next hour.